This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shatajananda and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which move the markets on Monday, that is 27th of April. Well, it was indeed a volatile day for Indian markets and we saw some bit of profit taking at higher levels. So that's why we saw cool off from highs. But Nifty 50 managed to hold on to that 9250 levels as RBI announces lifeline to mutual funds. We'll all be discussing about what RBI did and how markets behaved in this market podcast. Well, Indian markets extended gains after the Reserve Bank of India, that is RBI, in an attempt to calm investor nerves, announced a special liquidity facility of Rs. 50,000 crores for mutual funds, similar to what we saw in 2008 amid global financial crisis. Now, however, bulls failed to keep the momentum going as we saw some cool off or profit taking at high levels above 9,300 levels towards the close of the trade. Now, the Sensex rose over 400 points while the Nifty 50 ended just a shade below 9,300 levels. Now, if you look at the stocks or in fact, if you look at the final tally on D Street, now Sensex rose 415 points to close at 31,743 while the Nifty 50 rallied 127 points to close at 9,282. Now, sectorally, the action was seen in BankX, Finance, FMCG, Realty and IT indices, while profit taking was visible in the power space. Now, in the broader market space, mid-cap index rose 1.4%, while the small-cap index closed with gains of 1.37%. Now, going forward, market direction will be charted by global central bankers' action, March quarter earnings, as well as news related to lockdown in India. That's what most experts are suggesting at this point in time. Now, top Nifty gainers include names like Kotak Mahindra Bank, Bajaj Finserv, IndusInd Bank and Britannia Industries. In terms of losers, M&M, HDFC Bank and NTPC were the top Nifty losers. Now, let's also look at the stocks and sectors. Well, sectorally, BankX rose 3.5% followed by the Finance Index, which is up 2.09% and the Realty Index closed with gains of 1.6%. Now, volume spike of more than 100% was seen in stocks like PVR, Ambuja Cements, Yes Bank, Wipro, as well as Mindtree. Now, long buildup was seen in stocks like MFSL, ICICI Prudential, Sun TV, as well as Ambuja Cements, while short buildup was visible in stocks like LIC Housing Finance, HDFC Bank, as well as NTPC. Now, let's also look at stocks which were in focus based on some sort of news flow. Well, Reliance Industries gained for the fourth consecutive day. In fact, it is up now 16% in the four sessions or in the last four sessions. Mindtree was another stock which was in focus. In fact, it rose 12% after the company posted its March quarter earnings. Revenue of the company rose 4.3% at 2,050 crores compared to 1,965 crores seen in the previous quarter. Now, the board also recommended a final dividend of 100% for the financial year ended March 31st. JK Paper was the another stock which was in focus. In fact, the share price surged almost 12% on plans to buy back its equity share. IndusInd Bank was in focus. The stock rose 5% ahead of its March quarter numbers. ICICI Prudential, in fact, the stock was up 12% after global brokerage firms maintained a positive outlook on the stock. Pfizer was another stock from the pharma space. In fact, the share price rose 10% after the board of the company declared a special dividend of Rs. 320 per equity share of Rs. 10 each for the financial year ended March. Reliance Capital spiked on about 5% after the mortgage lender HDFC on April 25th had said that it has acquired 6.43% stake in the debt-trapped company by invoking pledged shares. Now, let's also look at the Nifty 50 and how is it placed in terms of technicals. Well, Nifty formed a gravestone doji kind of a pattern on the daily charts. Now, the inability of bulls to capitalize on strong opening gains, it's hinting that market had struck in a consolidation range of 9,400 and 8,900. Now, in the next trading session, if the Nifty or the index slips below 9,250, then it can slide towards the near support level place at 9,141 and 9,079. But a strong close below 13 days exponential moving average, which is 9,079, can set the tone for corrected downswing with initial target of 8,900. Now, contrary to this, a strength would only be visible in case Nifty manages to close above 9,400 levels with the eventual targets placed at 9,950. But for the time being, traders are advised to remain neutral on the long side till Nifty 50 registers a breakout above 9,400 on closing basis, whereas intraday traders can look to short the index below 9250. That's what most technical experts are suggesting at this point in time. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay log on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.